This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now to some policy news that is not about trade or China. On Capitol Hill this week, the Trump administration proposed a revamp of the 45-year-old Endangered Species Act. The law currently protects more than 1,660 animal and plant species at risk of extinction. Since 1973, the law has said that scientific study should dictate how regulators decide what species to protect. But the proposed new rules would let regulators consider the economic and business consequences of protection efforts. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
The Endangered Species Act is credited with keeping the gray wolf, the lynx, and the piping plover bird alive today. But it's also the reason why many businesses and landowners are not thriving, according to Kathleen Scama, who heads the Western Energy Alliance. It's a trade group for oil companies. She says the Endangered Species Act restricts development on land that may not even contain threatened plants and animals.
So it's constraining our ability to operate and not really delivering effective species protection.
Scama says the new proposed rules would allow businesses and landowners to create jobs, you know, to balance preservation with development. Bill Snape is senior counsel at the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the act already has that balance.
The process already allows them to have their concerns taken into account, to have their concerns sometimes even predominate decisions.
He says this push for new rules is just a way to give the oil, timber, and ranching industries more business. But Rob Gorton thinks economic considerations are long overdue. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He says there's no comprehensive data on the cost to businesses, landowners, and taxpayers for protecting species.
It's only reasonable that we should know what the cost is.
What's next is a 60-day comment period during which people on all sides are likely to have plenty of opinions. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.